Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 25th of December. Resting in Hope. We must acknowledge that the limits of our sanctification have been defined by the Father and established by the Son. Abiding in these limits belongs to the blessing of our inheritance as a Son of God. Our confession is, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. By this means, we are obtaining the testimony of Jesus, who confessed in relation to his burial, Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is the confession of a person who is learning the paths of life from Christ through the word that proceeds from the presbytery in his right hand. A person comes to rest because they have been illuminated to the hope of the resurrection. Christ is their living hope. He is the one who has pioneered the pathway of their salvation and is the substance of their resurrection spiritual body. He has now ascended to the right hand of the Father in the most holy place of Yahweh's fellowship. The Lord sets this hope as an anchor in their heart, securing them to himself and to his finished work. As the Apostle Paul declared, This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 16 verses 5 and 6, Psalm 16 verses 9 to 11, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, and Hebrews chapter 6 verses 19 and 20. For further study, Psalm 16.